BJ and Jamie.
Got a story here. This is a co-worker of a worker that's been spiking the worker's drink with super glue.
What
the heck is this all about?
So messed up.
A co-worker upset with another co-worker. And this lady kept smelling something. She didn't know what it was, but she drinks soda. Kind of like your Diet Coke, right?
Yeah.
This guy had been spiking her drink with super glue, Gorilla glue.
Oh, my God.
They caught him. She put up a camera because she suspected him.
Yeah.
And caught him. Caught him on camera. Now he's been arrested.
Isn't that stuff deadly?
I would think so.
Or wouldn't you see it dry and float up to the top or something?
I don't know. But if it's in liquid, I don't know if it dries instantly. Like
no, I think it would just, you know, form a ball of some type, you know, and you would drink it. But I don't know what it would do to you.
Weird.
I have no idea. Here's the story.
Caught in the act. Investigators say this photo shows 34-year-old Joseph Ross slipping super glue into his co-worker's Coca-Cola can. According to the criminal complaint, she says earlier in the month, she, quote, became ill after noticing her drinks had a strong chemical smell and taste. So she set up a camera below her work computer on March 20th at 9:23 a.m. By 9:52 a.m., that camera capturing this image, confirming her suspicions. Aha. Ross admitting to investigators he placed a supplement in his co-worker's drink. Investigators executed a search warrant looking for the supplement, finding instead these gloves and this Gorilla super glue.
Oh, man.
What would make you do that?
You don't have anybody around the office you'd like to slip a little super glue in their drink?
No, I always felt I saw somebody do something to another person, a coworker's thing, and I had guilt about it for so long.
I'm with you.
Because a person that I worked with, he took, well, it was Danny Bonaducci's clarinet, and he didn't like him. And so he took the reed out, and he put it up his butt. And, like, got really in there, if you know what I mean. Yeah, and then he put the reed back in the clarinet, and he's like, hey, you haven't played this in a while. You should play it.
You know, you've got to be a really, really mean, disgusting person to pull something like that off.
And then
you know?
I said, that sounds like crap. All right, I added
was
that part.
Was he ever told?
No, he was never told.
No, you wouldn't say anything.
Oh. No. I just felt bad. Like, look, he wasn't my biggest favorite person, but he didn't deserve that.
I like this guy's story when he got caught. They revealed that they have the audio. He was only trying to help her health.
Yeah,
he
of
was,
course.
He put
yeah.
a supplement in there. She looks like she's maybe losing some bone mass or something.
Didn't you know somebody that did something to the pizza?
Yeah, I don't want to go to it, though. It's too disgusting. And had
you've
it
told
delivered.
It on the air.
Well, I told it up to a certain point where he ordered pizza for an arrival at another radio station.
Okay. Not in this town.
No, not this.
And it
was years
it, like,
ago.
Sent
yeah.
there.
Yeah, had it sent there, but he did something to the pizza before it went over there.
Oh, my God.
And from what he had a mole over there, and they ended up eating the pizza.
Oh!
But again,
Florida's a wacky place.
I knew about this, and you know what? That's bothered me ever since. Whenever I think of that, I think, man, that takes a really rude, crude,
really
mean
a bad
person.
Yeah.
That's a bad person that can do that, you know?
Well, I kind of did like the guy that did do it, so I don't know. They just didn't get along.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.